The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Good morning. Prospects Energy this morning has reported a striking 187% increase in net gas production since early 2024, driven by operational progress across Ferrura, Saval and El Morera assets. With drilling schedules advancing, energy prices rising, and the company poised to own 100% of the Spanish energy subsidiary, Tarba, Prospects is stepping up its strategic positioning as a key gas player in Europe. I'm joined this morning by CEO Mark Routh to unpack the latest updates and what they mean for shareholders. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Martin.
Good to see you.
So we've got a situation where we have an increase in net production since last year, which has put us on the front foot. There has been a change of the flow rates we've seen from the wells in Viura. We reported last month that we had record flow rates from the Viura field of some 300 plus thousand cubic meters a day, but that included the maximum flow rate test from that well, which tested at some 500,000 cubic meters a day for short periods. Now the operator has been that back and has reduced the flow rate from the well from sound reservoir management. We've also seen water coming in from the well, which is having to be managed. So the flow rates now from the Viura field are down to some 217,000 cubic meters a day average, and that's net to Prospects is just over 31,000 cubic meters a day. Now, what it means is that Prospects continues to have production income from three assets in stable European nations. That means that our overheads are covered by this production income, but furthermore, the cash that we're accumulating allows us to make deals to grow the company. Hence, we can pay for the £500,000 or so to buy the Tarba asset from Warrego, who is selling 50.1% of Tarba. We will be 100% of Tarba later on this month. So that will further increase our production back up to the levels we've seen before. But I say again, Prospects is debt-free, and we have our overheads covered from production income, and we're accumulating cash to grow the company.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that Tarba acquisition, though, because you're going from 49.9% up to 100%. Can you quantify the expected uplift in net revenues from this move? And how does it change the group's cash flow profile?
Well, Romeral is currently 8,700 standard cubic meters a day, and we're going to double that. It's going to be up to nearly 18,000 standard cubic meters a day from Romeral. And that gas is sold into our power plant to generate electricity. So that boosts the share of Romeral of our net production some little double, some 20%. So we are increasing the production from Romeral from overall for the company by making that acquisition. Now Selva has been producing at a gross flow rate of 80,000 cubic meters a day. That has been constant. Wow. It is plus or minus a few hundred thousand per day. That has been a constant flow since it started production last year in July 2023. It's been producing all that time. It's a very stable field. So we've got production from all of these three fields continuing on, allowing us to fund our operations and grow the company.
Well, one of the things we discussed before, Mark, was across your assets, permitting sort of is becoming a bit of a bottleneck, certainly gating factor for drilling. How confident are you that the timelines provided, and is there a contingency plan? I suppose I'm asking, if permitting slips, say, into 2026.
This is a very good question. It's very difficult as a non-operator to define exactly what's happening. The operators of the fields in both Spain and Italy are doing their damnedest to get the permits in. It has to be said, though, that Heyco Energy, the operator of the Viura field, has already permitted the two wells that are planned to be drilled. That drilling has been pushed back from early April to late in May, and that's expected to start drilling very soon, according to operational requirements and availability of equipment. So those two wells are permitted. Now, the five wells in southern Spain, environmental impact assessment consultation period actually ended on the 4th of April. So we are expecting to hear news from the ministry on the process of getting those wells permitted. But precisely the timeline of that is very hard to predict as to when the ministry actually will get round to issuing the permits for those wells. The most optimistic timeline I can see is by the end of this year, the fourth quarter, we'll see some movement and we can start looking at mobilizing rigs to drill those five shallow natural gas wells in southern Spain. It's a similar story in northern Italy. The operator is trying very hard to get those wells permitted, and we've got four wells in the permitting process there. The operator is advising me now that it's likely to be the first quarter of 2026 before drilling operations commence. But these things are a moving feast, according to, as you say, the timelines for permitting. It's a very difficult thing to predict.
Okay, well, thank you. And you've also stated that development is being funded from production income. How sustainable is that model, given that your future drilling plans, especially the multi-well programs you've got in Selva and El Romeral? I suppose the million-dollar question is, are you going to need to raise money this year?
I have plans to do that currently, but the thing is that it depends on production staying up. It depends on what the gas price is going to do. But importantly, as I said before, it depends on when those wells are going to be drilled. Now, the later they get drilled, the more cash we're going to have to fund it. But look, we're going to have to be realistic. We need to grow the company and we need to drill the wells, because drilling the wells is going to be the best thing to grow the company. It'll further increase our gas production and therefore net revenues.
Well, I also noted you've got a new broker on board, Hannam Partners, a very reputable outfit, and they're obviously going to be doing research coverage for you, and institutional engagement and things like that. Is this what ex investors can expect now, or is this just a sort of market-facing activity?
Hannam Partners are specialists in the sector, and yes, their research report will be very valuable to inform our shareholders what the target price is likely to be, and to also look at the valuation of our assets from another point of view. We've already got research note from VSA Capital, but yes, they're going to be very much market-faced, and they will introduce prospects to institutional shareholders, which could be the benefit of everyone.
So with the Tesorillo, I think that's how you pronounce it, is it? Tesorillo,
Tesorillo,
that's it. And the potential, obviously, Polish blocks on the horizon. What's your medium-term vision for prospects? Are you focusing on scaling gas production alone now, or is there potential for a broader energy sort of diversification?
Well, I'm a firm believer on a strategy that concentrates not only on product, but on geography. So our product is natural gas, and it's natural gas onshore, and the geography is onshore in Europe. So that actually makes Selva a very interesting safe haven for institutional investors, for shareholders, and for the market generally, wanting to buy shares in prospects as a safe haven from the market turmoil that we're seeing at the moment with all of the macroeconomic factors, which I won't go into now.
Well, that's all for now, Mark. Thank you very much for your time and your insights today. And I'm very much looking forward to catching up with you again on your next operational milestone.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.